Hello, everybody. This is Tyler Baddock, and I am here on Tyler's Fantasy Football Sleepers. We are heading past the halfway point of the season. Well, actually, at the halfway point of the season. Fantasy football, you know, very popular. And as we enter later in the season, injuries, bye weeks, stuff like that starting to really take place. So it's my job here to give you some fantasy football advice on some potential sleepers. So heading into those sleepers, you know, we all know about the Dez Bryants, the Demaryius Thomases, the Rob Gronkowskis, Julius Thomases. All those guys are very well known. But here are some guys that you may not know and are important to maybe take a look at. And they could also be some starters for you guys going forward and can get you some valuable points and help you win your fantasy leagues. It's important to win these last few weeks, especially this is the stretch heading into fantasy football playoffs. You don't want to be those fantasy owners that miss out on the playoffs, and it's my job to help get you there. So the first name that I have to bring up is John Brown, the wide receiver of the Arizona Cardinals. He is currently owned in only 2.5% of leagues. Last week against the Eagles, 119 yards and a touchdown. That touchdown was a game winner. What he brings to the table is he's not a big receiver, big and physical, but he does rely on fast route running, precise route running, and can beat up corners with his speed. He's been actually pretty good all year long, and he'll be facing a Dallas Cowboys team next week who just allowed a third-string quarterback in Colt McCoy to go 25 of 30 passing the ball. So you can see that their secondary was a little bit beat up last week, the Cowboys, and their pass rush wasn't reaching the quarterback, giving that quarterback time to take some shots down the field. So look for Carson Palmer to look John Brown's way a good amount. He's becoming more reliable week to week. And we all know Larry Fitzgerald, Michael Floyd, and Andre Ellington are the key fantasy players for the Arizona Cardinals. But, you know, why not give, you know, John Brown a shot? He's currently 37th in fantasy points in PPR leagues. Two wide receivers. That's pretty high, saying that he's only owned in 2.5% of leagues. You know, you have guys owned like Vincent Jackson and stuff like that who are outside the top 50, and they're owned in like 80% of leagues. So John Brown, you know, definitely worth taking a look at. I would strongly recommend it. You know, and he will get to face, you know, a slot corner, you know, the number three corner for the Cowboys. He won't have to face a Brandon Carr or Orlando Scandrick because Michael Floyd and Larry Fitzgerald will be busy with those guys. So I really expect John Brown to have a big day. He's averaging around 10 fantasy points a week. You know, he had 20-plus last week, you know, a huge week. So I strongly suggest that you take a look at him. The next guy I want to take a look at, and he's owned in actually even less fantasy leagues, is wide receiver Kenny Britt for the St. Louis Rams. He is owned in less than 1% of leagues, 0.8% to be exact. Yes, he hasn't had that great of a year. He's only averaging around 5 fantasy points a week. But fantasy owners, you have to remember, with the recent injury of Brian Quick, he's done for the season. Tavon Austin hasn't even pretty much shown up so far this season. So I would, you know, look to see, you know, young quarterback Austin Davis throw the ball to Kenny Britt a good amount. You know, Kenny Britt's really the only reliable receiver now in St. Louis with all the injuries they've suffered. And you know what? They're going to be taking some shots, you know, deep down the field. You know, they're still kind of in that playoff race, but not really since they're in such a tough division. But I look for Kenny Britt. He had 52 yards last week. You know, 52, not that many. But he does, you know, have some upside because he is now the true number one target for the St. Louis Rams. And Austin Davis, as a quarterback, has looked pretty solid this year. You know, not going to lie. They will also be facing a San Francisco defense San Francisco definitely banged up in the secondary. You know, I think Peyton Manning, you know, showed that, you know, last time the 49ers were on the field, 49ers coming off a bye week. But their secondary really, you know, didn't look the same as they usually do. They're really plagued by injuries right now. And then also with injuries of Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman, we're not sure if, you know, they're going to even be able to suit up. So, you know, really look for the Rams to get some success passing the ball. Kenny Britt could definitely be a good option, you know, heading into this week. He's a big physical wide receiver, unlike Brown. You know, he relies on being physical. He has great size and huge hands. He can snag the ball off anywhere. He has decent speed, you know, not overpowering speed. He definitely doesn't beat his opponents with speed. He has pretty solid route running, but he definitely beats his, you know, corners and defensive backs with his size and hands. So he's definitely worth taking a note at heading into that week. The next guy, we will now move over to the tight ends. Tight ends, as you know, is a very tough position, but in my opinion, is the biggest separator in fantasy football. If you can get yourself a good tight end, you know, you have a better shot at beating your fantasy opponents. You have the big names in Julius Thomas, Rob Gronkowski, Jimmy Graham, Martellus Bennett. You have guys like that, but not all fantasy owners can get great tight ends, you know, with guys like Vernon Davis, Jason Witten, and guys like that struggling this year. So, you know, fantasy owners, a lot of them, you know, in the world are definitely looking for a consistent or just good play week to week for a tight end. And my first tight end I want to look at is on the Rams, just like for Kenny Britt, is tight end Jared Cook. Jared Cook, only 11 yards last week, but the injury of Brian Quick, who was their go-to target, is now done for the year. They have to have somebody step up and take his place. And you know that opportunity for Jared Cook is pretty big. You know, he definitely wants to make a case for himself heading into next year and later on in the year, actually, since they are still technically in the playoff race. Jared Cook, definitely a not as much of a blocking tight end. He's definitely a receiving tight end, a pretty fast tight end, actually. Great route running, great hands. He's been the starting tight end all year, so Austin Davis is familiar with him. Once again, they're facing the San Francisco 49ers. I look for a solid week by Jared Cook, just how beat up that 49ers defense is. Usually you would have a linebacker or safety cover the tight end, so linebackers such as Patrick Willis may have to cover, you know, Jared Cook, but guess what? Patrick Willis isn't 100%. He may not play again. And you know what? Austin Davis is a, you know, he's been on fire of late. You know, he's looked good the past, you know, few weeks. He may be young, but he can sling the rock. So Jared Cook, I would definitely, you know, take a look at. You know, he has zero touchdowns on the season. So if you look at it there, he's bound to get one eventually. And this is the week I think he has the best chance of that, saying that they have so many injuries, the St. Louis Rams, and he's going to have to step up, just like Kenny Britt. So I see both of them being strong, you know, plays as deeper flex positions. Definitely not like a top wide receiver, top tight end, but you can certainly, you know, start Jared Cook at tight end if you have a bye week, you know, for one of your tight ends. And then you have Kenny Britt, who could start for a flex position. But we'll head back to the tight ends. The next tight end and the last tight end I have is Tim Wright of the New England Patriots. Yes, again, I will bring up the name Rob Gronkowski. We know about him. But Tim Wright, you know, is having some solid games. 3 touchdowns in his last 4 games. the New England Patriots seem to be going back to that double tight end combo like they had with Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez. They traded a Pro Bowl lineman, Logan Mankins, for Tim Wright. So they obviously think highly of Tim Wright, you know, Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels. And they seem to look his way a good amount once they get to that goal line, you know, once they get around that 10-yard line and inside the 10. They will have a tough task with the Denver Broncos this week. How I see it is Denver is going to put a lot of focus on Rob Gronkowski. Rob Gronkowski is the number one target on that New England team. So look for a lot of focus. I will expect TJ Ward to be on Rob with maybe even some more help, which that will leave man-to-man coverage and maybe sometimes wide open Tim Wright. Tim Wright, you know, a receiver in college. He was a receiver for Rutgers. Has a lot of talent, tall, lengthy tight end. Not much weight on him. He's not big. He's tall, though. Very fast. Relies on his route running. Not much of a blocker. He's that receiving tight end, like Hernandez was for the Patriots. But he's coming off a huge week last week against Chicago. 7 catches for 61 yards and a touchdown. And once again, 3 touchdowns in the last 4 games. Denver defense, look at what they allowed to Antonio Gates last week. 2 touchdown catches by Antonio Gates. So look for the Denver Broncos to maybe struggle the most against tight ends in that game. Denver defense, definitely an elite defense, looking great this year, you know, with that pass rush and those defensive backs. But I think their weakness is covering the tight end. I think that Tim Wright could have a huge game. I think Rob Gronkowski is going to have a good game unless you double team him. If you leave any of those guys man on man, you know, one-on-one coverage, they should win that battle over 90% of the time. I think it's just too much of a task. But I think with all the focus on Rob Gronkowski, Julian Edelman, you know, I think Tim Wright could have a strong game against Denver. He definitely has the talent. You know, he's currently 19th in points for tight ends, which is pretty impressive, saying he didn't really come onto the scene until week 5. You know, he had a minor role. They're definitely increasing his workload on the season. They definitely need him, you know, if they want to make a Super Bowl run to beat the Broncos, Colts, you know, teams like that, the Chargers. But, yeah, I would seriously consider Tim Wright. Those are my top 4 fantasy options. 2 wide receivers, 2 tight ends. I gave all of you fantasy football fanatics. This is a very important week. You know, don't take it lightly. Try and get this W. You can also go on to faketeams.com. It's sponsored by SB Nation to read more of my fantasy football advice. That will also give you 1 extra wide receiver, 1 extra tight end to possibly look at. I usually do 3 for each position. I cover the wide receiver and tight end year long, but good luck this week to all of you fantasy owners. We will see how you guys do, and good luck.